Another phone call from Camp David. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. One day after speaking with Russia's leader, President Biden has talked with Ukraine's president. Russian forces have the country surrounded on three sides.
We believe that a major military action could happen any day now.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday.
He continues to add force capability well over 100,000 right now and actually over the last few days even more.
If Russia invades, the White House has warned that severe sanctions will be imposed.
Russia portraying this as a conflict between Russia and Ukraine, but there is no threat from Ukraine to Russia. This is actually Russia's continued threat to the West and to the United States. They see Ukraine moving closer to the West.
House Republican Mike Turner of Ohio on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. It was worse than we thought. That's the reaction from House Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio to a filing from Special Counsel John Durham, who continues to investigate the origins of the Russia investigation. The filing alleges that lawyers for Hillary Clinton's campaign wanted to create a narrative linking Donald Trump to Russia.
The American people deserve the truth. We want to know that what exactly happened.
The congressman on Fox and Friends Weekend. Protesters are being arrested in Canada as authorities crack down on weeks of demonstrations in several cities against COVID-19 mandates. Police in Windsor say all of the people arrested are facing a charge of mischief. The movement started with a truck convoy, and officials in the U.S. now fear that similar protests could happen here. Protesters in the Netherlands who have been outspoken about the government's handling of the pandemic are demonstrating again. They've gathered outside The Hague. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Chicago woman who is drinking a cup of coffee in her parked car has become one of the city's latest carjacking victims, and it reportedly wasn't her first time. The 19-year-old says an armed stranger started banging on her window, demanding that she and a passenger get out. They complied, and the suspect drove off. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the fear of carjacking is real and pervasive. Chicago is among the many cities experiencing an uptick in crime.
The leader has to lead. That's why they're called leaders. And they have to show the right way, the righteous way. There is right and wrong. And you can't look at what's happening in the streets of smash and grab and say, well, it's just social justice. No, it's theft and it's destroying our economy.
Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. An alarm is being raised in Australia, not about crime, but about koala bears.
Australia says it's listing koalas as endangered along much of its east coast.
Every Australian loves this extraordinary marsupial.
Environment Minister Susan Lee says the animals have been struggling for years from deforestation, climate change and disease.
We estimate that up to 50% of our populations have chlamydia, so that's a real pressure.
She insisted the country's federal government is taking action to protect habitats. Environmental groups have welcomed the listing but say it should have happened sooner. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
At the Winter Olympics in Beijing, the U.S. has clinched the top seed in the men's hockey tournament after beating Germany today 3-2. The U.S., which has the youngest team in the tournament, moves directly to the quarterfinals. Separately, American speed skater Aaron Jackson won gold for the 500 meters. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.